time now for Backflip, the Life Matters series where we follow producer Mike Williams as he tries to turn his health around by learning to do a backflip. There have been highs and lows, but he rolls on. You might remember how hard it was for Mike to seek treatment for his varicose veins. Well, this episode, he finally has an appointment with a specialist. But first, his coaches have been planning a test of Mike's confidence. Coincidentally, there is a mild instance of swearing ahead.
Okay, so we've just finished a training session. People are winding down, getting ready to go. I'm about to leave, but you've got something for me. You've talked it up. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so we have a surprise for you. Next week, your training session is going to be off-site. We're taking you to a trapeze school.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, this is exciting.
Yeah, so you'll be experiencing a bit of flying through the air, getting used to wearing the harness, and then hopefully even trying some trick skills. Yeah. So you might be actually letting go of the thing you're swinging off so you can do a backflip in the air, sort of like a dismount, potentially some spotted backflips. We're going to see how you go.
Do I need to prepare anything for that? Or
just make sure you have a really good sleep the night before. Prepare your courage.
I should let you guys know, I am like seriously afraid of heights. Is that going to be a big deal?
Well, you're going to have to overcome that on the day. Should make for a good episode.
Shh, shh. Stop the theme. Can you hear that? Listen. I'm sitting in what they call the anechoic chamber. This is the deadest studio in the ABC. There are no reflections for sound to bounce off. If you listen hard enough, you can hear your heartbeat. Can you hear it? I'll add a sound effect if you can't. That's better. I've come here to listen to my body. I didn't used to think about my body very often. In fact, I mostly avoided it. Besides, I was always too busy thinking about postmodern radio storytelling techniques. But this whole series has made me confront it. Gymnastics requires you to know your body, to work on your entire body, wrists, neck, legs, arms, core, everything. I feel like a blindfold's been lifted. As my eyes adjust to the light, I realise not how much I'd let myself go, but how much I'd lost control. The flying trapeze is one thing. Next week, I've got my appointment with the vein specialist. Woo! To do both, I'll need every single thing I've learned so far. While my attitude is way better than it's been, I still needed a big check-in with my coaches, Kat and Ev Dalecki.
Right now, it's a really good time for us to reset because we don't have a lot of time.
It's true that during and after Korea, my progress slowed down.
We have quite a tight deadline and you did have a lot going on and things plateaued. We just have to stop, set the training timeline again, set smaller goals so that we can start moving in the right direction again. People think it's that, you know, linear line.
What's funny is that I had drawn like this graph and it was this straight line of all the kilos I was going to lose evenly throughout.
And the skills you're going to achieve and all these things going up. But in reality, it's more like a squiggly line and it trends up over time. But there are plateaus built into it and there are backward steps built into it. And so, yeah, when you're on a tight deadline, you just need to stay on top of realizing that and continuing to push forward. But it's not a straight line.
Run too fast, fly too high.
Central to my health and the skills required to flip is losing weight. It's basic physics that to jump higher, I must be lighter.
Yeah, look, it's a bit more complicated than that, Mike, and I don't necessarily think physics should be your first stop to explaining this. Like, let's unpack it. You've got a whole biomechanical
All right, forget it. Just trust me. It's easier to do a backflip when you're not overweight. And hey, science. Come on. I was never good at it, and I don't plan on needing it personally anytime soon. What do you call this?
What a cool one. Oh, this is a safety harness, yeah.
Right now, frankly, I've got more important things to worry about.
The important thing about flying trapeze is that it's all about timing, okay? So the physics will actually help you instead of stopping you, yeah? And as long as you let go at the end of your last kick, science spins you.
Ah, shit.
Yeah?
Science will do the work.
Yeah, physics, okay? So as long as you do your three kicks exactly like those ones of the last set that we did and let go, you'll spin.
I'm here at Sydney Trapeze School with instructors Aaron and Craig. Kat and Ev, who lined this thing up, are here too. The goal today is for me to swing through the air, let go at the right time, and do a flip so I get the feeling of doing a backflip.
We want to have our feet nice and wide apart, toes over the board, not your whole foot, hips forwards and shoulders back. Okay, we don't want to lean forwards. We want to actually push our belly button in front of our feet so that we're actually leaning off balance.
The space is like a small Bunnings warehouse with all the aisles removed. They've been replaced with a giant safety net, swinging bars and a gymnastics mat. Unfortunately, no sausage sizzle.
And we're going to have two commands. The first one is ready, means to bend your knees. And then, hop, just a small jump off. Yeah?
Yep.
Sound like
Yeah,
let's give it a
There's
go.
A bit to it.
This is a real life flying trapeze. There's no getting around it.
Okay. Already you're breathing really fast. Just calm your breathing down just a little bit and drop your shoulders down.
How high is that?
There were more nervous laughs to come. To be honest, I wasn't thinking about flipping. I was thinking about how I'd survive this.
Good, and then we're just going to lean forwards with our hips. So not your shoulders, your hips. Yeah, like that. Just so we're off balance.
Aaron ran me through a practice on ground level.
Now we're going to put our second hand on the bar. Good, and we're going to have two commands, okay? Ready, bend your knees. Hop, jump off.
Then, before I knew it, I found myself climbing a shaky ladder, then standing at the top, toes dangling over the ledge. This is happening so fast. This first one is just a swing and let go. No flip yet. I reached out for the bar. I am confident, baby. Confident. This is the most terrified I've ever been in my life. How do I know if when I jump off, I'll be able to hold myself as I fly through the air? I repeat a mantra I've been using these past few weeks.
Hop, jump off.
Oh! Yes! 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 Hop.
I did it. That was incredible. What a rush.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm in shock.
How do you feel?
Oh. So good. Oh, I can't talk.
A quick breather, and it was time to attempt my first backflip.
And then Craig's going to call you on the second. He's like, here we go. Kick forwards, backwards, forwards.
When I'm kicking forwards and backwards, am I doing another swing? Is that on the third swing?
I'm not sure I fully have my head around it, but it's too late. Back on the ladder. This time I knew what to expect. It was still scary though.
Jump off.
First attempt, here we go. I kicked too hard, slipped, lost my grip, face planted into the net.
Net rash. How embarrassing.
My knee and my head had a mark from the net.
Is that bad?
When I looked at my hand, I saw blood.
Oh, you got a good rip.
Aaron is weirdly excited about it. It looks like a cut, but it's actually a slice. A flap of skin has come off. They call this a rip.
Okay, the skin on top is already dead, so all I'm going to do is cut off the dead skin.
Okay, yeah.
So if you open up your palm as wide as you can, it is a really good rip.
Yes.
It is pretty excellent.
Luckily, Erin had some scissors handy, and she was more than happy to cut off my dangling skin. It's no longer needed. For a second, I thought that'd be it. We'd wrap it up. But there was a lot of adrenaline running through me, and there was still time for one more attempt. Maybe I could have one more go. As I catch my breath and weigh it up, let me tell you about my other leap of faith.
Welcome. Michael Vincent Williams.
That's right.
Nice to see you. Malcolm Willis said to you, take a seat.
Thank you.
Here with this young man, gross varicose veins, right leg. Well, that's rather...
Is that the word he used?
Did you inherit your varicose veins?
Yeah, I did, from mum.
Yeah. Fit, healthy young men that come in to see me with large varicose veins in 80% of cases, have mum or dad with them and they've inherited them.
Yeah. What about unfit men who come in?
Well, yes.
I've waited months to see this guy, Dr. Mark Maloof. He specialises in varicose veins. He's a character and he knows I need his help.
There's some defective valves which are incompetent, allowing downward flow with gravity, and the downward flow enlarges these superficial veins, producing your varicose veins.
What percentage of my enlarged gross veins is because I've haven't been as healthy as I could be as well?
The basis of this problem is genetic. Lifestyle factors make it worse. That is weight, standing, lack of exercise, in women, pregnancies. So there's lots of lifestyle factors which influence your genetics. But you don't get this unless you got the genetics.
Right, okay.
Mum! Mark continues to explain what a varicose vein is. He keeps saying a valve's broken. He draws diagrams that remind me of a biology class I never took.
Any injuries, Michael? Any sporting injuries, arthroscopies, fractured legs?
I got this cut the other day.
On the hand, no, not worried about that. Legs, leg-wise?
No, nothing.
Apart from your overweightness, asthma, well, that's not good. That's not a good combination. Your job is ABC radio documentaries, which is good, but does that mean you are sedentary?
Yes.
Yeah, so do you get out to the gym? Do you do some walking?
That's part of the health kick, yeah.
And has the core health kick started? Michael, take your shorts off, please. And wave you in at, yeah, righto. We won't mention that on the tape.
There'd be more nervous laughs to come.
Well, this thing here, this is a portable duplex ultrasound where I'm going to scan these veins and I'm going to confirm what some reports on the previous ultrasound.
The full results, including how bad my situation is, will be revealed in the next episode. Back at the trapeze place, I'm teetering over the ledge. Aaron has packed my bleeding hand with chalk. I'm focused. This is my chance. I'm getting to know my body, what I'm capable of. At first, I was surprised, but now I'm daring to dream. Although my ultimate goal is to do this from a standing position, this could be my first backflip. At the start of this whole thing, I said I felt like I wasn't in control of my health. With my priorities out of order, I'd forgotten that it might be possible to build the strength to change, to be in control. I never told you my mantra, what I say before I try something scary. It's to remind me that I do have control.
Here we go!
I'm writing the story.
Ready, bend your knees. Hop, jump off.
I'm writing the story. Flying and bleeding, I did it. My first flip. I hope it's the first of many.
Did I do it? It felt like a backflip.
Flying and bleeding. 5 weeks to go in the backflip challenge. Can Mike Williams do it? We're counting on it. And you can catch up on the entire backflip series at the Life Matters homepage.